Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday evening, so we are talking about getting healed. Tonight we're going to be talking about hindrances to getting healed. We've been talking about some of the interferences to getting healed and some of the reasons we're not healed when God wants us to be healed. It's the other way around. We've been talking about reasons that we are not healed because we are misunderstanding what God is doing in our lives. We've talked about God's timing, that there's other ways healing is taking place in our lives, that he is trying to draw our attention to something, and a few other reasons. And these are when God is basically not healing us the way we want. Now, there are also times when we are in need of healing and God desires to heal us, but there are hindrances, there are interferences. And now let's just stop and recognize that there is absolutely nothing that can keep God from healing us. Any of these hindrances that we're going to talk about, and even the other things that we talked about in previous weeks, when God wants to heal us, there's nothing that can keep us from being healed. There's none of these hindrances is so great that it can keep him from healing us. But his purposes are not necessarily served by our being healed. And one thing we want to remind ourselves in those difficult times when we don't see God moving the way we think he should if he loved us, that we have agreed to what God is doing in our lives. We are in agreement with the choices and the plans and the purposes God is doing in our life. So, if you've got any questions or comments about this topic, about hindrances, about getting healed, about hindrances as we move forward, you're welcome to call in. The number is 718-664-6988. And, of course, you can always leave a message or a comment on the blog at wecanprepare.org. Or if you've got a question or comment about healing that you would like answered on the program, just get that to me before the program, and we'll see if we can work it in. So when we're talking about hindrances, just as there are reasons and specific explanations as to why we're not healed, there are also blocks to being healed that we are to deal with. One of the reasons they are there is so that we can learn how to deal with them and overcome them, the hindrances. Basically, as part of our training. So as we go through the following, we're going to go through a little list. Consider that in general, the greatest hindrance to our relationship with God is not being willing to question and change our beliefs. if we have decided this is the way God moves and this is over there is the way he doesn't move, and if we haven't learned to go to him and ask, God, is this you? God, is this something you want me to be involved in? Lord, what's going on here? And we try to distinguish and determine according to our own understanding, according to our own values or interpretations, we are going to miss it. We are going to draw conclusions that are not accurate because we don't have accurate information to begin with. And this happens all the time. It happens all the time in the church. It happens all the time in relationships, in work. So this is, again, part of our process of learning that one of the aspects of respect, whether it be between people or between us and God, is to go to them, go to the other person, whether it's just something to discuss, determine a course of action or correct a misconception, or just to increase the relationship. When you're in relationship with someone, it is disrespectful to not allow them to put in their two cents. And when we conclude, draw conclusions, and that's really all beliefs are, is we've, whether it's we study the subject or it's been taught to us, we have this confidence that what we have concluded is true and accurate. If we don't go to the source, the one who really knows about it, we are showing disrespect to God. It's like when I've written several books, and there are some, occasionally people will be in arguments about something in the book. And over time, perhaps one of them will contact me about what's in the book, about what I meant about something in the book, in one of the books. And that's exactly what we do with God, is we get into conversations and discussions and arguments about what he meant and what he means by what he's doing and what he's done in the past. And if we really believe that he is a living God, we owe him an opportunity to speak for himself. And not only an opportunity, but first choice, first chance. We would never, at our work, we would never, when the boss came up to us and said, I need that report by 2, we'd never go, well, let me pray about it. Or even, well, let me check with my wife about that. Or let me check the work manual, employee manual. No, we've got a relationship. He's the boss. He can tell us, give us the boundaries of his expectations. And when we don't go to God first, we are saying that others have authority that he doesn't. We are looking to others before we look to God, which I guess is another form of idolatry. So, as we talk about some of these things through this process, if you're up to it, just ask the Lord to show you if there are any areas in your life, in your beliefs, that he wants to speak to you about, that perhaps don't line up with truth. Now, none of us thinks we believe a pet doctrine. All of us, I'm sure, are convinced that, of course, everything we believe is true. None of us are thinking, oh, yeah, I know this belief over here, that's a falsehood, that's a lie. None of us intentionally wants to believe anything but the truth. But we believe very often what we've been taught, and we've taken in what very often suits our temperament and sometimes our flesh. So the only way to know that, I can't tell for you. I can't say where you're believing something wrong. I may raise some questions about it, but you have a perfect right to believe what you believe. It's between you and God. Now, I can point out some things and how believing them may be hurting you, but all I'm going to do is send you to God, because that's what's really important here. It's not even that we're believing the right things, but are we depending on God for him to tell us what is the right things? What is truth? So, let the Lord reveal to you if any of these apply to you. So we're just going to go through some common hindrances to getting healed. And you may or may not see some things in there. And if you've got anything you'd like to add, either feel free to call in or drop me a line. Again, you can do that at my blog at wecanprepare.org, or you can email me. So the world system, and basically what we're going to be talking about is the opposition, the greatest hindrances. Well, all the hindrances fall into the three categories of opposition from the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world system hinders our healing by putting restrictions on what we believe God can and cannot do. We overcome this hindrance by bringing our expectations into alignment with what God says is true, what we were just talking about. We go to God. This may involve acknowledging the peer pressure around us, making choices that separate us from friends and sometimes relatives, but experiencing God's patience and perseverance in our lives. So if the Lord brings to the surface an area where you really don't believe God does something anymore, or that God can't speak to you, or he doesn't want to, that's exactly the kind of thing you need to take to him. Lord, why do I believe that? Now, I'm even talking to you, so I must believe you do, but I have this unbelief. I don't really have that confidence. And let him speak to you. Now, I will say that these are all going to be very general, but it's a starting point, because it's likely that throughout our lives, we're going to be dealing with these enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so whether it's in regard to healing or receiving direction or understanding revelation, we are going to have to learn how to overcome, sometimes with great effort and energy, our enemies. So the world system, again, hinders our healing by putting restrictions on what we believe God can and cannot do. And the world system is not just out there. There's as much world system within the church, within organized religion especially. And I've seen some non-denominational movements just as denominational as in a, you know, mainline worldwide church. So by world system, it's basically a system that says we get to determine reality. So that world system could be something you are totally immersed in, or it could be something that you are dealing with peripherally. So also our flesh hinders our healing by doing whatever is necessary to maintain its control over our beliefs. Remember, the flesh is getting your needs met your way instead of God's way, which is simply to receive your needs met. God Himself has already met your needs. But if we can't believe that and can't receive that, we are going to continue to try to do things our way, meet our needs our way. That's the flesh. And you have a unique form of flesh than I do. Yours is different. So this is one of the reasons you have to go to God, learn how to go to Him yourself. And He alone can remove your flesh. But He wants us to participate, because one of the important things He's doing is He's separating out the flesh that we form from the temperament around which the flesh is formed. So we're going to keep our form, our temperament, but He is going to strip away the flesh that encases our true temperament. Now, the temperament is an aspect of your soul, so it's not something that embodies truth. So our mind, will, and emotions are not reliable, but they were never meant to be. So our goal is to get them to the point where they can be consumed and brought into oneness with our spirit, and we're joining with God as He does the work. He is the surgeon. He has the precision tools necessary to strip off the flesh and leave the temperament. Now, your flesh knows that the freer you are from it and by being healed, the freer you are by God's hand on your life, the less control the flesh has, the less opportunity it has in your life. So your flesh will reinforce whatever beliefs hinder healing, even to the point of inflating the ailment's effect on our lives. We overcome the flesh through depending on God's life in and through us, which undermines the control flesh has over us. Now, this often takes specific effort to learn to believe His truths about us, bringing healing to our mind, will, and emotions. As we learn to rely on His life, we will think, act, and feel like the whole person we truly are, regardless of what our circumstances may be. And let me just give you a little example. When we talk about our need for healing and how the flesh interferes with receiving healing that God wants us to receive, pain, and that, you know, very often the chronic illnesses and diseases we face from whatever source very often affect our perception of ourselves. And very often, to some extent or another, we come to use that aspect of our identity. We get out of things. I can't, perhaps you know someone who can't help clean out the garage because they've got a bad back. Or they can't, you know, perhaps you've got some kitties that need a good home, and you ask someone, can I have, you know, wouldn't you love a kitty? And their response is, rather than just saying no thank you, is, oh, I'm allergic to animals. I'm allergic to cats. Now, you find out later, well, they have a couple. And so, but they're hiding behind that. And that's acceptable. You know, having an allergy, being sick in this world very often has become the norm. How many Christians are on prescription drugs? For whatever reason. And I remember being in a service, a healing service, of a well-known preacher, he's still around, and was off to the side, and he had called up a woman who he called up and said, you know, can you run? And, do you have pain in your knees? And she said, yes. And he said, well, let me pray for you. And he prayed for her. And then he told her to start running back and forth across the stage. And so she did. And everybody was, you know, shouting, you know, hallelujah and praise God. And he, of course, was, you know, that's wonderful. And sent her back to her seat and went to the next person in the line. And happened to overhear her husband, you know, asking her, I didn't know your knees were bothering you. And she said, well, no, they aren't. I went in line because I have a ringing in my ear. And he said, well, then why did you say all that? Why did you say that your knees hurt? And her response was, I didn't want to embarrass the man of God. And so we want to look at these things in the light of day. And I think there's coming a time when we are going to have to be a lot more objective. And shall I say cutthroat? Telling it like it is. Because I will say, this lady, this sweet lady, didn't do this man any favors by joining him in exploiting the need for healing. Now, likewise, at that same series of meetings, wasn't the same night, but a man was pushing in, an elderly gentleman was pushing his wife in a wheelchair into the service. And one of the, there was a special section for them. And one of the attendants, do you want to come up and sit and receive prayer and get out of the wheelchair? And her response was, absolutely not. I've been waiting on this man for 50 years. Now it's his turn. And it was kind of humorous, but she meant it. It was, she now had a legitimate way to get attention. And she was acknowledging it wholeheartedly. So there's a lot of ramifications and strings tied together with the whole concept of our need for healing and our asking for healing. Now, certainly we've talked about that God wants us whole and wants us healed. And our need and desire to be pain-free is a significant way, a main way he gets our attention. So we want to pay attention, and we want to give healing in our soul and our body the attention it deserves. But we recognize that because that is important to God, healing is also a significant battlefield. And we've talked about overcoming the flesh, and we've talked about overcoming the world system. But we also have to recognize that the devil himself hinders our healing through both specific and general oppression. And by the devil himself, I don't mean, okay, you know, that there's enough Satans to go around where everybody who is sick is being annoyed by the devil himself. It's just the critters, the demonic critters, were created to annoy you. That's their job. We talked before about the demonic, that we're going to talk about them as equivalent to bacteria. That just as there are different kinds of bacteria, that some are more dangerous than others, but others we come in contact with every day. If you're out working in the garden or, you know, whatever, just by life, you're coming into contact with bacteria all the time, and you have bacteria in your body. But you're in your body, your antibodies are keeping those bacteria under control. And say you're out in the garden, you scratch yourself. Bacteria, right then, are introduced into your system. But as you go in and you wash your hands with soap and water, and you've dealt with that bacteria, you've killed living things when you do that. Now, if you somehow came in contact with the Ebola virus, soap and water isn't going to be enough. But they're all just doing what they were meant to do, what they were created to do. And we don't want to take it personal that we're coming in contact with these things. This is what they do. So we're going to have to learn how to battle each aspect, each avenue. But this training is going to have to come from someone who knows how all the critters work. And so we rely on God to teach us, but we embrace the opportunity, just as we aren't afraid at all of overcoming the world system, and we aren't afraid, we may not want to, but we're not afraid of battling our flesh, having it exposed and dealt with by God. And likewise, we want to embrace the warfare that comes with overcoming the devil and preventing him from hindering what God wants to do in our lives. So that's where we're going to pick up next Tuesday. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening, and we'll get back with you on Thursday night at 6:30. Night.